Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Thanks so much for listening and spending a little piece of your day with us as we continue talking about the things that make up our everyday. If we haven't met yet, my name is Jacob. It's such an honor to be able to talk to you today. If you are new around here, then all you really need to know is we have conversations about our habits, about different lessons that we get to unpack and learn, and then other great topics along the way as well that hopefully make you better as a result. We've been having a fun discussion on our goals and actually meeting them. We've looked at how we can improve the everyday actions that help us meet those goals and how we can look more like the people we want to become. Because here's the truth. We don't become who we want to be by making one big giant step or change. We become who we are with hundreds of small, almost undetectable movements that add up to the changes we experience. So, following up on the previous episode where we talked about a single practice that I think is pretty foundational to making the rest of our habits happening. It's called journaling. If you are of the faith community, you've probably heard this multiple times. If not, it's the same concept as keeping a diary. We talked about how I've created a little bit of a shortcut. If you listen to the previous couple of episodes, we talked about how to make a habit stick. And there are four things that make a habit stick. Make it easy, make it attractive, make it satisfying, make it obvious. So, what we're doing and what we did with this one sentence journal shortcut. If you're an iPhone user, you can go to the link in the show notes that says one sentence journal shortcut. You can pick that up there. If you're like, what the heck, Jacob? I didn't listen to last week's episode. Then go and listen to it. Learn a little bit more about why I created this shortcut, this easy way to record how the day happened and why I think it's important. Now, we talked about that last week. We talked about the one thing that can make the rest happen. Now, we're kind of turning into a little bit more of a philosophical and more of a, I would like to call a global discussion about more than just, the actual actions that we take to make a habit happen. So, before we hit into that, if you're enjoying this habits discussion just as much as I am, that we've been having since the beginning of the year, then I would encourage you to do some further research and reading for yourself. I can only talk so much about our habits and routines on this platform, and I don't want to bore you or put too much information in front of you because I want to try to keep each episode within about that 25 to 35 minute experience. My personal drive to work is about 25 minutes, and I want to create content, create episodes that you can consume in your drive to work if you have a very similar drive as well. So that actually ends up meaning that I end up missing quite a bit on the habits subject. So if you want to do your any further research or reading, I would highly recommend checking out The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, Atomic Habits by James Clear, and Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Rochelle. These three books have really driven me a little bit closer to finding better habits, creating them in my own life, and understanding them so that I can be a better person tomorrow than I was yesterday. So, speaking of habits and leadership, if you lead a team, work on a team, or have problems that come up in everyday life, then you need my latest book titled Work the Problem. If you're anything like me, you run into constant, whether it be fires or different situations that become a problem. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice. If you are within earshot, then I guarantee you that my latest book called Work the Problem will be beneficial to you. Not only is it a great set of principles and a great kind of step-by-step way to solve a problem and do it easier the next time, it's a proven process that I created, have lived out, and have been through over the past six, seven, maybe even 8 years of working with people and trying to solve problems along the way. This book will help you develop a habit of better problem solving and empowerment that will elevate your world and make it easier to deal with the obstacles you face. At the heart of it all, I want to put in front of you a resource that will help you cultivate a healthy rhythm that allows you to handle conflict efficiently while still taking care of the people around you, whether you're leading them, whether you're following them, or whether you're standing with them side by side as you move and try to tackle that problem in front of you. So I think it'll change your world. Like I said, I don't say this just because I think it's a great philosophy. It's something that I've come up with. It's changed mine. So I think you should check it out. You can pick up a copy using the link in the show notes. So without further ado, let's dive into the final installment of this series on our habits. When we first began talking about our goals and how your New Year's resolutions will fail without the proper mindset, great way to start off a series, I know, telling you how you're going to fail. We addressed ways to make healthy and useful goals rather than just vague and abstract ones. Typically, when we discuss habits in our world, that's where the conversation starts, with our goals. It's low-hanging fruit that almost everyone can grasp and understand, so really, it's a great starting point. But the issue surrounding our goals is that when we don't move past them, we don't grow into better people and don't become who we actually want to be in the first place when we first set these goals. Most goals do have an expiration point. It might be a time by which you want to accomplish something, a progress mark that you've determined you want to meet, or even maybe a level of skill that you've attained. But what happens next? What happens to the progress and work that you've done once you've reached the goals you set? One of the most well-known TED Talks I've encountered, and probably you have as well, is Simon Sinek's Golden Circle presentation. Without diving too much into the details of it, because I really want you to actually go and listen to and watch it, there's a link in the show notes for you to check that out. The central illustration revolves around a circle with three encompassing layers. The outer layer being what you do, the second layer being how you do it, and the center, the dead middle layer, being why you do it. Sinek's main point focuses on business, and it's that businesses that make a difference start with why. They start with why they do things, since everything flows from your identity. Even in our personal lives, it's just as important for us as it is for businesses to do things that spring out of who we are rather than letting our actions inform our identity. It's from this messaging and these principles that we make our final argument in our habits discussion. In order to make real progress, you have to focus on the systems that sustain it. Let me say that again. In order to make real progress, you have to focus on the systems that sustain that progress and growth. I would venture that every business owner has the same goal of making enough money to have a comfortable living, not worry about expenses, and be relevant for generations. Every coach has the same goal of winning games, going to the championship every year, and building a dynasty. every musician, especially ones that you see playing, I'm located in Nashville, that play on Broadway and try to do something every single night to get their music heard, has the same goal of learning new songs, playing new venues, and being a proverbial quote-unquote rock star. But not every business owner, coach, or musician makes millions, wins trophies, or gets Grammys. The thing that makes the difference is what each one does each and every day to go from novice to making it. If goals are about the results you want to achieve, then systems are about the processes that lead there. If you focus purely on results, then what happens when you try and end up failing? If you're only concerned with what the scoreboard says and not what goes into making those numbers move up, then what happens when the numbers don't change? But on the flip side, if you focus on the actions and choices that happen in the day-to-day, that is actually what moves the needle for you. To win championships, you have to show up to practice, run drills, and master the basics every day. To make millions of dollars, you have to test product ideas, market those products, and hire the right people to do both. To become a rock star, you have to learn chords, practice scales, and study music theory. I know. If you're a musician just like me, that last one really hit home, huh? These aren't glamorous actions. They're not attractive practices. But they're foundational measures that are the building blocks of remarkable futures. Doing these things over and over again, day in and day out, ends up affording you the opportunity to be on the winner's podium, to be valued at $1 million, and to be playing sold-out shows. So, this is great. We're talking about it. We're seeing that this makes sense, but how do we build better systems in our lives? How do we do the proverbial grunt work to get to where we want to be, and how do we make that a thing? I have three things that I want to suggest to you that will build better systems for you. Number one, focus on the steps that lead you to the finish line. We're all familiar with the phrase, a means to an end. We do certain things to get a desired result, all along keeping our eyes on the prize. Now, it's not a bad thing to keep our focus on a specific point, as sometimes it's what drives us along and keeps us going. But when all you do is focus on the goal, as we talked about a moment ago, then the in-between, the bits between the start and the finish, get sloppy and you miss important growth opportunities. Building good systems in our lives is all about mastering the little things that add up to the end goal. I'm not sure if you've seen the image floating around. There's two graphs on the picture. The one on the left says what we think success looks like. And it's a straight up diagonal from bottom left to top right. Then on the other side of the image, it says what success really looks like. It's a jagged up and down line. Sometimes you're going backwards, sometimes you're going up quickly. That's what happens in that day to day. Sometimes that drop down is us saying, okay, I might have been pushing it a little bit too hard as I focus on the goal and I need to do some things and adjust. That's really what success looks like. And it's something that is actually sustainable because those little things add up to the end goal. So number one, focus on the steps that lead you to the finish line. And number two, do the things no one else wants to do along the way. This one kind of hits home. Everyone who sets out to run a marathon, or like me, a half marathon, They want to line up on race day and run until they can't anymore, get to that finish line. Most half marathon bibs have drink tickets on there. They want to get that beer at the end of the race. But not many people get stoked on the 3 mile run at the end of the first week of training. Even though the end goal can contribute to how strong your system is, you have to do the small things in order to get where you want to go. I guarantee you, if you at some point set out to run a race and you train properly, you will be standing at some point next to someone who didn't. The proof will be when the rubber, quite literally, meets the road and you're able to sustain that long distance where the person right next to you ends up fizzling out after putting in a hard effort at the beginning. So number one, focus on the steps that lead you to the finish line. Number two, do the things no one else wants to do along the way. And number three, be okay if you never actually see the finish line. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but the whole point of systems is not dependent on the outcome. Repeating the system over and over again will ensure that you can better adjust on the fly to improve it, which will keep the system relevant and workable for years. Now, don't worry, the finish line will come. The end ends up coming. But keeping your focus on the system will allow what you're doing to outlast the goal. So how do we build better systems in our lives? Number one, focus on the steps that lead you to that finish line. Number two, do the things no one else wants to do along the way. And number three, be okay if you never actually see the finish line. If you want to get rid of bad habits, create good habits, and understand how to do both, you have to create healthy, repeatable systems in your life. Your goals aren't enough to make this happen. They might be able to drive it a little bit. They might be able to put some weight on that gas pedal. But at the end of the day, you can be the strongest, smartest, or most talented. The reality is, though, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. So, as we conclude our series on the habits that are part of our lives, the everyday things, and how to make the everyday actions more meaningful, where does this leave you? Do you have habits you need to change? Do you have building blocks that you need to replace? My hope is that the last few months of discussion will push you to want to grow and change, just like doing the research and writing for this has done for me. In all honesty, I listen back through these episodes each week, not so I can hear how well I recorded them or hear the, you know, little things that I would change for next week. No, I listen to these things and the words that I'm saying so that I can apply them as well, so that you're not sitting there listening and saying, well, he's telling me to do something that he's not willing to do himself. Nope. I listen back through it so that I can be teaching myself as well. So on a programming note, moving forward, we'll be uploading episodes twice a month rather than every week. Part of this is, you know, due to some really awesome things that are happening outside of the podcast world with work and things going great there. Other things, you know, the other part of it is this will allow me to bring you better content, better series, and better resources to go along with it all. And who knows? There might be another book coming, whether it's about the habits that we've been talking about or if it's about something else that I've got brewing in my mind. Who knows? We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But just wanted to give you a heads up that it's going to be bi-weekly instead of every week. So as we close things out, make sure that you're subscribing to the channel. Make sure that you're getting notifications each time a new episode drops. And make sure you're also sharing this with your friends. We don't do life alone. We don't go on the journey alone. Making habits, building better systems, doing the things that nobody else really cares to see, the things that we may not be concerned with anybody else watching, those things are easier to do with other people in our lives. So just share this with a friend. Get them on the journey with you. And if you're really enjoying your time with me, then I would hope that you would leave a 5-star review and talk about the Everyday Podcast on your social media platforms. Make sure to tag the podcast at @every_day_podcast and even my personal account at Jacob R. Ray. Well, that concludes our series on habits. We started by talking with how your New Year's resolutions will fail, how to make meaningful goals, what a habit is, how to change them, how to break them, all those things along the way. So I thank you for joining me as we've talked about this. We look forward to what's next. We'll share more about that as time comes. So as always, remember, your every day matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your every day matters.